This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Stunning deal this week for a banking regulator in New York. A relatively new state agency called the Department of Financial Services reached a settlement with Britain's Standard Chartered Bank over allegations that the bank had schemed with the Iranian government to launder billions of dollars. The state moved forward without federal regulators, who had also reportedly been reviewing similar allegations. From WNYC, Janet Babin has more on how the state managed to pull off such a feat.
Banking industry officials say it's unheard of. A state regulator flying solo threatens to take away the state license of a global bank, then secures a very public settlement. Karen Shaw Petru at Federal Financial Analytics says it's a shock foreign bankers are still absorbing.
Many of them had not taken the ability of New York State to be a meaningful or even very aggressive regulator as seriously as they should have, and they got one heck of a wake-up call.
Standard Chartered agreed to pay New York State a $340 million fine. The state said the bank allegedly hid 60,000 transactions for Iran that left the U.S. vulnerable to terrorists and drug kingpins. Harvard Law Professor Hal Scott says state regulators traditionally act as a backstop to federal regulators on these types of allegations, but not this time.
What might have been regrettable here is that once the state authorities got onto this, they seemed to keep the federal authorities out of the loop.
So who is the man who dared leapfrog over federal regulators?
Good morning, everyone. I'm Ben Losky from the Department of Financial Services.
Ben Losky, 42 years old, appointed less than a year ago to a newly formed state agency by Governor Andrew Cuomo. His friends, like Neil Borofsky, a senior fellow at NYU Law School, say Losky's character was shaped as an assistant U.S. attorney in New York's Southern District, known as an island of independence, separate from the mothership, the U.S. Department of Justice.
There was never any shame in losing a case in the Southern District of New York. The only shame that would come is from not being aggressive and not trying to do the right thing.
Federal Judge Jed Rakoff, known for his independent orders and opinions from the bench, is also a product of the Southern District. He takes the characterization a step further.
Down in Washington, with a mixture of envy and sarcasm, they refer to it as the Sovereign District of New York.
Exactly the type of place where a young prosecutor could cultivate a strong backbone. But some bankers have labeled Losky a rogue regulator. Chip McDonald, a managing partner in financial services with Jones Day, stops short of labeling Losky, but he says New York should have held off.
I think they acted prematurely. It would be more helpful to both the public, financial stability, and international relationships for them to come to a conclusion at the same time.
For better or worse, New York area regulators and prosecutors have a long history of independent action that often catapults them to the national political stage.
Well, there's Mayor Giuliani, there's Governor Christie in New Jersey, without a doubt, and of course there was most famously Eliot Spitzer, who at one point was seriously considered to be a presidential material.
That's Stu Loesser. Until this week, he was New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's longest-serving press officer. Loesser says the settlement with Standard Chartered Bank is a political coup, not so much for Losky, but for his boss, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Governor's the one who elevated them. Governor's the one who did what Washington has failed to do.
Cuomo's aspirations for political office are well known. This action may help solidify his reputation. But no doubt, the bank settlement also helps the people of New York, adding millions of dollars into a general fund that could use the money. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in New York.